Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Cold on the water. But you got to be on the water.
I just don't think they were the fact you called her Sister Mary Jane.
Sister Mary Jane.
I'm just saying, man.
Sister Mary Jane.
Miss Pearly.
It's just Sister Jane, man. Just Sister Jane. That's all.
Sister
Bart Jane. Scott, Alan Hahn kicking it with J. Will.
Jane, not Jane.
Man, she's just trying to grab the attention, man.
Stop.
He and Kendrick Perkins, we could put them side by side. Just read them random names of, like, NBA players or NFL players and have them just.
What's the one I can't get? Is it Scrooter? Scroder?
Yes, it's definitely that one.
Man, close.
That's one.
I call him Airbender because he got the little thing in his hair, like the little
Eric the Enemy.
He put a middle initial in his name.
So
Eric
great.
D.
I'm not the only one to struggle with that name. Evan, our producer, it's the Enemy.
Eric the Enemy.
It's
man.
The Enemy, Jay, in my ear the time. Listen. I'm like, okay, Evan, I understand.
Man, you, like black athletes, man. Sometimes, like how they spell names, man, like apostrophe, silent Q's, and P. Like, listen, that's not even grammatically correct.
Stop.
That's
stop.
Not even grammatically
silent
correct.
Q. Stop.
Like, that's not what that says.
Stop.
You sorry for think, trying to make
think
you better,
that.
Jay.
Yes, Evan, yeah. You make me better for pronouncing
sorry.
His name
Alan,
correctly.
Alan, was that passive aggressive?
You're always passive aggressive, Evan. Evan, this is your life.
Me. You complete me.
We all been there, man.
We've
heard some of them names in class. Jarkavia's like, what the hell? Like, nah, man.
That's,
ain't
that's that Key and Peele skit.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah.
With the East-West All-Star game?
Yeah,
well, that's where Aaron came from. That's exactly where that came from.
Yeah, they stole that from me and James Brown. Man. Me and James Brown used to have this little exercise with the names in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Peele stole that from us, man. The Brickershaw. Like, what? Silent A, B? No, ain't no such thing as a silent U. Shout out.
That's coming from a guy named Bartholomew Edward Scott.
Hey, listen. I tell my teammates all the time, Bartholomew get you an interview.
Oh,
until I get there, they don't realize I'm black till I get there. Like, oh, man, he black too late. I'm in the building, baby. You know what I'm saying? Jaquan, all them, not accepted. Don't get no call back. I'm going to get a call back. Bartholomew going to get a call back. That's a strong name. That's biblical, Jay Weezy.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying.
Habitual line stepper.
Jaquan better mark others.
Jaquan can get a job. Go get your job, Jaquan.
Jaquan
right?
ain't even got to
don't
put
let Bartholomew.
He ain't even got to put his race
you
out.
From getting your job, Jaquan.
He don't even got to
hear
put
me.
His, hey, Jaquan, better not, you don't even got to check your race.
You can just see that moment. Problem. You can see that moment where it's like, well, it's down to these two resumes.
Yeah,
there is Jaquan and then
Bartholomew.
And he went to Southern Illinois.
I come in there with some Jabos on. Like, what the heck?
What's going on?
Yeah, too late.
Well, we can all say that Russell Wilson is a name also on a resume that if you see it, you immediately
Russell.
Want to be a part of it, right? I mean, should he expand the team then? His list now is over. If I'm his agent, is he just you got a whiteboard all crossed off? Do you come up with a new list? Do we not go back there now? What do they do?
I think his bluff got called.
Yeah.
His bluff got called. Mm. Okay. Like, we all know the world we live
as
in.
Good as your options.
Your agent doesn't say something unless I tell my agent or I give them the okay to say something.
Of course.
So this is Russell Wilson saying that. So like I've said multiple times, Bart, if you really want to be somewhere else, say no to the money. Pull Deshaun Watson.
But what
if it means something like that to you, if you feel that type of way about it, put your money where your mouth is.
And I would think he has enough equity with the organization that he said, listen, man, I just really don't want to be here right now. You know what I mean? I want to be out. And he talks to them and talks to them legitimately and say, listen, I'm done here, man. I've done all I can do. I want to move on. Listen, this team is ready to be in a rebuild. You look at that division. They're right now, you would arguably say, they're the fourth best team in that division. Russell Wilson's no fool. He understands that he missed his opportunity instead of handing the ball off to Beast Mode. So, like you know, talk about football, it's about windows. His window closed. When he started taking all the cheese off the taco, it forces the organization to draft well. They're older roster, and everybody else in the division is getting younger, better. Before, remember, it was San Francisco with Pat Willis and Bowman and all those guys with Harbaugh. And they finally overtook them because they were young and cheap, and Russell Wilson was cheap. Now they haven't – listen, Chris Carson, all the draft picks that they missed on, they lucked up on Metcalf. So now he's recognizing, man, I got to go against Stafford. I got to go against Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. And I got to go against that run game of San Francisco that's a beast, right? So it may be time for me to get up out of here, man, because I want to try and win another Super Bowl and also work on my transition – you know, and see, and listen, we all have like powerful women. My wife's in my ear trying to get me to go somewhere. I can only imagine what Sierra's saying. We heard that Giselle said to Tom.
Yeah. I'm putting the Giants, I'm putting the Jets on that list.
Yeah. Danny Dimes, like, New York is not on that list. Doesn't make any sense.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, you're not sure if you like Daniel Jones.
But
like,
if you're Seattle, you're not, too, it's a deal. But what did Shefty say about Chicago? Well, why? What am I getting back? Who's my quarterback now? Well, at least both teams in New York have young quarterbacks. So you could say we can give you somebody that you can take a look at for a year as you go through your reset. Because if you're getting rid of Russell Wilson, you're going through a reset. There's no doubt about that. You brought up Jim Harbaugh. Can we go back to the game we were playing? We're having a little fun. But
what game was that?
Well, it was suck or bad luck.
Oh, because I like
Harbaugh,
this game.
That's another name you could think of, right? If you think Team about Khakis? He had Ohio State beat. Ohio State beat.
I don't know the difference.
You had that, you know, the JT Barrett thing where they gave him the first down right in double overtime. He's 10-1 at that point. Hasn't done anything since except get the Jordan Brand to Michigan.
Except getting an extension.
He gets to the Super Bowl.
You can do all this and get an extension, by the way.
Well, that's why I'll ask the question. Again, you can't beat Urban Meyer. But also in the NFL, gets to the Super Bowl.
State.
You know, he gets into an ego match with the GM. He's out there. Now Jim Harbaugh. Is it just bad luck that he's run into? Or
I would say bad luck all day, but I'll take that bad luck if I get that bank account.
Yeah.
I'll get that bank account.
He's setting the market.
It just keep recycling over and over and over. Even for this year, with their record against the Ohio State, He got an extension this year, and used leverage as teams in the league. Like, oh, I can get this job. I'm a candidate for this job. Boom! Turn it into an extension. That's brilliance.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works in sports. Let me give you another one. How about this? Since the Astros won that World Series that they cheated to win,
Altuve.
Okay. Rockets up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul gets hurt. They missed, 27 straight threes?
27 threes.
They just kept shooting them. That happened, right? How about also the Texans? What was it, 23-0?
24-0. Kansas City.
Against the Chiefs. And then had that game end, right? So more of that. you get DeAndre Hopkins traded.
Nobody even knew about it.
James
Not
Harden,
even Deshaun Watson
I
knew
want
about
out of here. Deshaun Watson, get me out of here. Yeah. For Houston.
J.J. Watt, I won out.
J.J. Watt out of here. And the Rockets, they've lost 17 straight games, by the way.
Like, Victor Oladipo didn't sign an extension.
Houston
Heard he wants
Sports.
Out.
Oh, George Springer gone.
Nope.
Houston Sports. Suck or bad luck?
It's bad luck.
Or is it karma?
It's the curse. It's the curse. It's karma. Mm. It's Altuve. Listen, you don't hold your chest. You know, come on, man. You're a professional athlete. You're supposed to be showing off them pecs. I don't care how much baby fat you got. You just won.
Astros messed it up for everybody. Yep. Mess it up for the whole city.
Cheaters may win, but it costs you.
It
definitely comes back to cost you. Can I talk about Josh Rosen?
Oh, man.
First round pick. Cardinals get him. Give him an opportunity. Then they fire Steve Wilkes in
1 year.
They bring in a new coach, Cliff Kingsbury, the cover model.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Then he wants his quarterback, so we trade you 1 year in to the Dolphins, who don't really need him, doesn't really get a chance. He's a practice squad guy with the Bucs moving around. Josh Rosen, does he suck, or is this just bad luck?
It's bad luck, man. This is where's Waldo, right? It's like, do you know where he is now? I think he's on San Francisco.
Is he there?
Yes.
Now?
Listen,
I didn't know.
He's in San Francisco.
Sam Darnold thinks he's having a bad run, and Josh Rosen's like, hold my beer.
Man, I feel bad for the chosen Rosen, man.
The chosen Rosen.
Carson Wentz, MVP season, was playing out of his mind, gets hurt. Nick Foles comes in. Philly.
Tricky Nicky.
They win a Super Bowl. He gets hurt again the following year. Foles takes him to divisional round of the playoffs. Then, when he gets to the playoffs, he gets hurt in the playoff game. Then he gets replaced. They draft a first-round quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. He replaces him. Now he's somewhere else. Carson Wentz. Suck or bad luck?
See, I think a little bit of this is suck for me.
You got that cheese.
I think a little bit of this is suck for me because
they get paid.
A rookie took his spot.
Yeah.
Like, so I've been saying this the whole year. I wanted Carson Wentz to dig his toes into the dirt and be like, nah, young fella, I appreciate you. I know you're probably good at galvanizing the team, but you ain't taking my spot.
Yeah. He did say that, but then he got sacked 50 times. He forgot what he was supposed to be mad at. He's like, what am I mad at again? Like, I keep hitting my head. Like, what happened? And then Jalen Hurts got it, and he started getting hit. He was like, well, you can take that. Guess what? I'm going to get out of town. And guess what? Now I'm behind arguably the best line in the game, reunited with, you know, Frank Wright, the guy who got me to that position. And now I'm going to go ahead and shine. And now I'm going to go ahead and get this money and get that extension.
How much do you think he'll shine?
I think Super Bowl contending team? Yes. The Colts are a Super Bowl contending team. With that run game, that defense, they still have a lot of money. And they haven't spent any of it yet.
Right, one more.
I wouldn't be surprised they go get Hudson.
One more. I'm making it a player's choice. I'm going to give you the Saints or Atlanta Sports. Player's choice. There's only one more. Which one do we want to do? Saints?
What do you mean? Like, which one would I rather be a part of?
Which one would you rather discuss? Suck or bad luck?
I'd rather go with the Saints.
Saints?
Yeah,
you
want to
go
with
Saints?
Yeah, I'm with the Saints. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Because Atlanta, we know what Atlanta
now
Sports
we know,
is.
Now, we know they did win a Super Bowl. But how are things gone lately? Minneapolis Miracle.
Mm-hmm. The P.I. call.
There wasn't.
Yeah. the lack of P.I. call.
Yeah. And then, of course, then the Vikings come back and do it again to them. I mean, that kind of pain. Now Drew Brees says goodbye, walks away.
Okay.
They don't
Michael
get
Thomas
another
injured.
Shot at the ring.
They're hungry for W's now, though, baby.
So what's going on with the Saints? Is it suck or bad luck?
I think they sold their soul on that onside kick to win that Super Bowl.
Ooh.
And that's what happened. And you know what I'm saying? Now they got to pay the Piper back. You know, you understand, like, New Orleans, you know, the voodoo and all that kind of stuff down there, it's coming back to pay, man.
I do believe in Sean Payton's ability to take a quarterback and make him next level. I saw him do that with Drew Brees. It worked out for Drew Brees. I'm hoping he could do the same for Jameis Winston. Because I think Jameis Winston has the talent. He just needs to have his head screwed on straight.
It was a bad marriage with the no risky, no biscuit, because you know he all about that risk.
Exactly.
Baby, you know what I'm saying?
All the time.
Zero to 100. Right. He needs somebody to give him some composure and teach him how to play the position and think about methodically moving the ball and know where to go and understanding what the play is called for and what it's designed to do.
I guess we'll know then with Jameis. Maybe we'll wait a year and then go back to the suck or bad luck. You know what? I lied. Let's do this one because it's almost on the same level when we talked about Houston sports. Atlanta sports. I mean, I don't know how
Trae Young thing.
Let's go. So the Hawks drafted Luka Doncic, but then said, we're going to trade him for Trae Young and then do whatever it takes to make Trae Young your centerpiece, which now has another one of your picks. John Collins is like, yeah, get me out of here, right? Like, you got a team that, although they're playing better now since firing their coach. The Atlanta Braves, they win all the time. They win, you know, division. They dominate division. How many rings? One. There's always something that comes up with them. The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, the 28-3 lead.
Yeah.
Dirty Birds.
Right there for the taking. You know, they also had a hockey team, the Atlanta Thrashers. They're not there anymore. Didn't last. They've had two hockey teams, and they don't last. They always end up moving to Canada.
They lost to Freakney.
Freak
Bring it back!
Alan, have you ever been to Freakney?
Freakney.
No.
Alan, you don't know what that is.
Bring it back.
You don't?
No, I'm serious.
Uncle Luke?
Uncle Luke, break it out, baby.
It's just not, no.
So
we may need to break.
It's a great migration of African Americans to Atlanta.
Well, I love Atlanta.
And it goes down.
You might look a little bit out of pocket in Freaknik, though.
I've been in places where I look out of pocket. I'm very comfortable looking out of pocket.
Okay.
Yo,
I like it.
That's old school. No problem with
yo,
that.
Get down with the get down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind being McLovin.
That's the biggest loss. That's, listen,
I'm okay with that.
That's the biggest loss Atlanta ever had. That's the Freaknik.
But still, that city, though, it just seems
it's
English.
Atlanta and Houston, man. Tough couple of years.
Houston put it on themselves, though. I think Houston put it on themselves. All right,
Keyshawn. And then this year with the onside kick, I mean, Dallas Cowboys.
It just spun there. Like every game.
Every game. Just.
Yeah, that frustration, too. They just couldn't finish a game. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app. Use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs. This week, with your first deposit, minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Joining us on the Goodyear Hotline right now, as we were talking about the New Orleans Saints and some of that history. Marcus Colston, former Saints wide receiver, all-time franchise leader in just about every receiving category you can talk about. 10-year career, Super Bowl champ, and yes, just like Bart Scott, a D1AA slappy.
Oh, yeah, and he's the reason that Hofstra lost their –
That is not true.
He did, man. All them envelopes him and Willie Colon was getting down there, man. They bankrupt, they bankrupt the program.
Marcus, we know that's not true.
Allegedly.
How you doing?
It's only partly true.
He said only partly true. Notice how quiet Jay got when we talked about envelopes.
I got nothing to add. I don't know markets like that. You know what I mean? I don't put nobody's business out there in the street.
Just talking about how, like, you know, the whole idea of getting
Marcus, just get it. What was your reaction? What was your reaction to the announcement of Drew Brees retiring, man?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, after 20 years, you kind of see the writing on the wall, and you know, you just start to reflect on all of the experiences that we had together, the career that he was able to put together, and you know, it's just really good to see him, you know, get his flowers, you know, at this point with everything he's accomplished in his career.
What did he mean to the city of New Orleans? We always talk about what he means to what a player means to the franchise. You spent a long time there. Obviously, you know that city well. You're very connected there as well. What did he mean for that city and everything that, again, and you went through it as well, that it has gone through?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways he's really synonymous with the rebirth of the city. You know, getting down there in 2006 at that point in time, and really no one having expectations for his career that would ever come close to what he was able to accomplish down there. I think in a lot of ways he kind of mirrored the rebirth of the city, and I think that underdog mentality that he played with, you know, that the passion that he brought to the game, I think was a lot of reason that Saints fans, it gave Saints fans a reason to hope again, and it gave them something positive to look forward to. And, you know, with that as a starting point, I mean, he was able to take it to levels that I don't think any of us would have ever, you know, imagined. So, you know, I think he kind of breathed life back into that organization for sure, and really that region as a whole.
Marcus, when I asked you what your reaction was to the announcement of Drew Brees retiring, you said that the writing was on the wall. So let me ask you this. Would they have been a better team with Jameis Winston under the center this year?
No, I think that's not really a fair question. And the reason I say that is because, you know, while he may have been slowing down physically, there's certain intangibles that he brings to the table that you just can't really measure. You just know that they're there, and you know that they're impactful. So it's not really a question of you can't measure whether they'd be better or not, right? Because, you know, there's certain physical abilities that other players might have, but, you know, just being his experience in that offense, his experience as a whole, those intangibles, you can't really put a value on those things.
Now, I could tell that he was getting towards the end. You know, they went all in for Davenport, giving up their first-round draft pick. Then Drew Brees, for the first time in his career, kind of left some cheese on the taco for other people, and that's why they were able to bring in Emmanuel Sanders. With Drew Brees retiring, do you think that this can be more of a complete team where it's not so much put on just one man's shoulders, because they'll have some salary cap space to kind of build around Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill? Do you think that they'll be a little bit better or have a greater margin for error because they don't have to put so much equity in one position?
Yeah, I think you saw some of that evolution over the last couple of years with how well the defense played. You know, when I was down there, the defense was never really the offense was always kind of the focal point of the team, right? And I think the evolution over the last couple of years, the defense has been a top five defense. You got playmakers in Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, and you know, I think with some of that extra salary cap space, you'll be able to go out and like you said, you know, create depth in other positions to where it will take some load off of that quarterback position in a lot of ways.
So with now the move to the next quarterback, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, that's who they have now on the roster. Is there something about Sean Payton's offense that will allow them, and especially with Jameis having that year in the system, will allow them to just pick up pretty much right where, I did say, where Brees left off, of course, with his career is not exactly what I mean, but you know what I mean, to be able to step in and seamlessly make that transition?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, Sean is probably excited, you know, to have a new nucleus to kind of mold. You know, if you look at the way that he's called offenses over the last 15 years, it's evolved. It went from you know, the, you know, more ball control when we first got down there together, to, you know, the 5 or 6 year span where we were airing it out, throwing for 5,000 yards a season. So I think he's somebody that's going to be able to really see the tools that he has and the playmakers that he has available. And he's going to be excited about trying to find ways to create those mismatches that he's been known for over the years. So I think having somebody new under the center, whether it's Jameis or Taysom, you're going to see some schemes that we're all accustomed to seeing, but you're going to see some new wrinkles as well. So I think he's excited about, you know, making use of the talent that he's going to have on that roster.
Well, you know, in the NFL, you have the hype machine where you have the media who really hypes who's a good player at certain positions. But sometimes that differentiates from that's different from, you know, what the actual players believe. When you look at this free agent market and you look at these receivers as available, who's the one that you believe is the best on the market and why?
I'm going to be honest with you, Bart. I don't really know who's on the market right now outside of Allen Robinson. I think he's just been one of those under the radar players that I think has never really gotten the credit that he's due. But outside of that, I can't lie. I don't really know what's going on in the free agent market.
No, I got you.
Appreciate you, Marcus. It was great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for your time. And don't let Bart try to sully your name at Hofstra. You are one of the
He's not a good teammate, Marcus. You see what I mean? Not a good teammate.
Well,
you know,
if they name a gym after you, the weight room, they're gonna come ask you for some money. So don't return that phone call.
Nah, I got you, man. Good being on with you guys.
Thanks, man. That is something I learned, by the way. They want to put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then they send you an invoice.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second.
Comes with the territory.
I thought this was an offer. No, instead, it's something I have to.
They're like Jay Weezy, man. That money we gave you should have gained a lot of interest by now.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
It's so funny.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Never happened.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. So, as we continue to talk about college basketball and March Madness beginning, you have Baylor. Could they be the biggest threat to Gonzaga and in the entire tournament as Jay is filling out his bracket? I want to see where he's got them.
Oh, it's online.
We'll
it's
get into
KJZ.
It's already up. Oh, yeah. It's already up. So you can see exactly who he's picking. And you can do that, of course, KJ and Z on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket or download the Tournament Challenge app and search KJZ or Bart and Han, of course, or both. Look, we're almost at 8 million Han brackets.
Let's go.
I missed that. Haven't heard that in a while. So anyways, we'll talk more about that. But first, we have to get into this with Jay Haz from DraftKings.
The tournament is finally here. Starts tomorrow, actually. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy, is celebrating with $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. $1 million. And when you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool, you can get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. Get in on all this week's action. Download the DraftKings app and enter code KJZ during sign-up to enter the free $1 million survivor pool. That's code KJZ to enter into DraftKings' free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
It just means a lot to me just to do it with these guys. They're such great guys. Probably the top number one moment ever at Baylor, you know, past all the games, all that.
The Bears clinch a share of the Big 12 Conference Championship.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hom, Bart Scott, kicking it with J. Will. Joined now on the Goodyear Hotline by Baylor coach Scott Drew. Coach, thanks for joining us. It's going to be a lot different, the tournament this year. We all know that. It's in a bubble. It's in all in one place. For a top seed, is there a benefit to the fact that you stay in one place and not think about, well, win here and pack up, move here and all that stuff? It's you hope to be there now for the next several weeks.
Well, before I start, I just want to say thoughts and prayers go with Keyshawn and his family, and I know everyone's feeling the same thing. So praying for him and the family. And as far as basketball goes, it's a blessing every opportunity to play this year. And it's kind of a Final Four feeling because you see so many coaches in the same area. You see teams in the same area. And I know I hate packing, so it is nice being in one area. As far as it is unique for all of us, no one's been in this situation where you're not traveling back and forth, where you don't really have all the distractions with going back to campus and dealing with a hoopla and leaving ceremonies and all kinds of things like that. It's just hunkered down, and it's you and the guys for as long as you keep winning. So I know we're all excited to be playing and excited for this opportunity.
Now, in the video montage that we had before we brought you on, we heard your players talk about the pressure to win the Big 12.
Did you say video monetizer or video monitor?
I don't know.
Montage.
Okay. Montage.
Yeah, montage. Oh, montage. Yes. Okay, I thought, yeah, monetizer. Okay, yeah.
Listen. Jay's messing with me.
Sorry, Scott.
Listen. I didn't go to Duke, man. I got a associate's degree.
Don't try to do that.
I got a associate's degree,
man.
I just got a
ask your question
degree.
To Scott. Go ahead, man.
How's your team dealing with the pressure? Is that easy?
Yeah. I tell you what, when you win that conference championship for the first time in 71 years, everybody is excited when you can get that monkey off your back. So I know with us, we had a lot of people come back, a lot of expectations. And Jay, you know, beginning of the year, it was Gonzaga 1, Baylor 2. And whenever you can finish where you started and you're picked 1 or 2 to start, that means guys have handled pressure and done a great job all year with expectations.
Scott, you've done such a hell of a job with your team, man. You guys battling. I think you guys missed 11 games this year due to postponement of COVID. That's a crazy number. How did you navigate? I mean, there's one stretch in the Big 12, but you guys missed 6 games.
Yeah. Well, I, as you know, there's no playbook for this because no one's gone through it. But for a 3-week period, basically, and you know, pauses are all different. Some pauses you're able to practice, and some pauses you're not able to do anything. And in our situation, I talked to several coaches that run a similar one, and they're like, it takes 4 games to get back, and that's usually 2 games and a week of practice. And with us, we missed 3 weeks, and for 3 weeks, everybody else got better. We got worse. You come back, you play 14 days, you play 6 games, 4 on the road, 2 at home, travel 3,500 miles, beat 4 ranked teams, and win a Big 12 championship. So the guys did a lot of great things and persevered. And now, once we lost in our conference tournament, the blessing we were able to do was actually practice. And you and I know if you practice shooting one day in 3 weeks, you're not going to be a great shooter. Well, defense is the same thing. We hadn't had a chance to work on our defense in basically 5 weeks besides game time. So it was good to get back to some basics and fundamentals.
Scott, I got to tell you, when I first did the bracket, I looked at it. I'm like, oh, Baylor's in the South, Grand Canyon's in the West. Interesting. Bryce Drew in his first year at Grand Canyon, your brother, has led them to the tournament. You guys could meet in the national championship game.
Jay has
this
got
is
his
possible.
Bracket. I like how you think.
This is possible, Scott.
Is that in your bracket?
No, it's not in my bracket. That's what I asked Scott if it's in his bracket.
It sounded good for the show, though, didn't it? Yeah.
Have you thought about that at all, though? I mean, how happy are you for your brother?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, he's taken 3 teams, Valpo to the NCAA tournament, Vanderbilt to the NCAA tournament, and now GCU. And you know how hard it is to take one program there. He's done three, so really happy and proud of him. And then the great thing with my parents, the last time when he was with Vanderbilt and Baylor, we were in different regions, so it was tough. They had to move about, you know. Now they can just come to Indy and stay in one location, hopefully for a while.
We're talking with Scott Drew, KJZ, the Baylor head coach, a top seed. And, you know, you mentioned that it's all in one place. It also happens to be a place where you spent most of your life. You grew up in Indiana, graduated from Butler. So for you, is there also an added significance to the fact that this tournament takes place right where your roots began?
Well, as you know, once you land, you go right to the hotel, and you're not leaving the hotel. So really, the only thing we've seen is the inside of the hotel. So yeah. I haven't had a chance to get out and about. But definitely, I can tell you, when you're in an NCAA tournament, the NCAA does such a great job with, like, the arrive, and then you got the March Madness gifts for the players and whatnot, and then you got all the other teams. And like yesterday, the weight room's divided up, and they did a great job in that. But you got a bunch of teams all lifting, everyone's taking turn playing their music. I mean, it felt like summer camp or something. everybody's really excited about this. And the one thing I can tell you is, as we all know, Indiana is very passionate about basketball, so I'm sure the fan turnout will be great as well.
Scott, speaking of IU, my wife is from IU. My father-in-law is from IU. You're from Indiana. You know what IU basketball means. A donor has bought Archie Miller out at $10.35 million. What do you think IU should do moving forward as it relates to their next head coach?
Well, I know my brother was Mr. Basketball in Indiana, so he'd be someone they should call. But I know their AD will do a great job. And right now, the one thing with every coach is we're 100% focused on our teams. And with our staff, I mean, we've achieved so much in the last 2 years with these guys. 23 straight wins a year ago, set the Big 12 record for most wins in a row. This year, winning the first conference championship in 71 years. This is 3 out of the last 5 years we've been ranked number one now. So been consistent out of all the Power Five. It might only be us in Kansas to win 18 or more since 2008 after this year. So proud of what the guys have achieved, and really proud about the opportunity as far as this tournament and seeing how things unfold.
Coach, we wish you the best. It's right there for you, so we'll be rooting for you. And I think Jay does have you at least on the bracket going very, very
well. I got
far.
Them going very far. Yeah. Don't let me down, Scott.
Word of the day, Coach.
Well, one thing I do know is if we win the first game and North Carolina wins their first game, I know who you'll be cheering for in the second.
1,000%, Scott. You don't even have to question that.
You know he's on your side. And by the way, Coach, we'll keep reminding Bart to just keep it simple. That's usually what coaches say to players, right? Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
I read about the source all last night.
I said, monetize and monitor are two different things.
Hard to explain.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Scott. All the best. Scott Drew, Baylor head coach on the Goodyear Hotline. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, make the right pass, the right move, hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Hey, the NBA's on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Sixers host the Bucks. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN
radio.
Did
the Sixers just win a game? Did they just win a game last night?
I don't remember.
I'm a Google college words.
I don't.
Doing a break.
Did they play last night, the Sixers?
Six straight they won. Yeah, huh? We don't have time to talk about that today, unfortunately. Right. But we do have time to talk about this. The Ring of Honor for quarterbacks who played with Bart Scott. And
this is great.
Maybe the Ring of Dishonor as well. He names names, but first, Jay has this from CVS.
At CVS, we're looking for savings for you, from coupons and insurance coverage to lower cost options. Earn up to $50 in extra bucks each year just for filling prescriptions. Come in or call today for a free prescription savings review at CVS. That's healthier made easier. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacists for details.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Wednesday we're all over NFL free agency, plus Ray Allen talking March Madness and more. It's me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Barton Hahn sitting in, kicking it with Jay Will. And,
yes, sir.
You know, we were talking about worst quarterback situations in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. And then Bart was like, you know, I know horrible quarterbacks.
Yeah.
As you played with, you said I played with a lot of them.
A bit of an expert.
A bit of an expert. Well, tell you what, let's do a ring of honor. But let's first
ring of dishonor.
Let's do the ring of dishonor first, Bart. So, Bart, give us your list of worst quarterbacks Bart Scott has ever played with.
Whoa. Well, not a particular order. I'm just going to tell you the ones I played with.
This is what you said to
listen,
us.
Listen, I love you, but I got to do you to kind of quote my man Chad Johnson. But here we go. All right? I played with some interesting quarterbacks. Sometimes the best quarterback on our team was Ed Reed, but it's okay. All right, here we go. So, I played with Troy Smith, love you. Anthony Wright, sometimes called Anthony Wrong.
Oh, my.
Jeff Blake. Kyle Bowler, that was a great experience.
Jeff Blake?
Yeah, Matt Sims, Tim Tebow, Chris Redman, Kellen Clemens, Mark Brunell at the age of 40, Cleo Lemon, Greg McElroy.
Cleo.
But this is my ring of honor. These are the guys that took us to the promised land.
The good ones.
These are the ones that
did
took
you have two ESPN guys on that list, by the way?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, this is how we roll. But it's the reason why they. You know.
Did he also just call the AFC Championship game the Promised Land? I mean, that just says Bart's career in a nutshell.
The producer is now calling you out for saying AFC Championship game is a promised land.
Well, not quite the Buffalo Bills, but I did go to three consecutive AFC Championships.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Great defense can only
give
do
it back
so
to
much.
Evan. Don't let him come in here just do that.
I did go to playoffs like 5-6 times. I did finish number one in defense, I believe, 6 times out of 11 years. So I do got a little resume.
Don't make Evan start listing all the great athletes
exactly.
named Evan.
So I tell you what, you know, number three.
Evan Mobley.
He said Evan Turner,
Evan Turner.
Number three in my ring of honor.
Evan Lysacek.
Would have to be a young Joe Flacco, a.k.a. Frida, was his nickname that I have for him.
Frida. Why Frida?
Well, because he has unibrow, but when he got money, he started cutting it off. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. All right? Number two in my ring of honor would be my main man, Nacho, a.k.a. Mark Sanchez. That's
Sanchez.
My dog.
Nacho.
Sanchez. That's my dog. I call him Nacho. And number one
on my
list.
Why do you call him Nacho?
Yeah, why is that even
okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's okay.
There's nothing
Stop.
Okay about that.
No. All right.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So innocent, right, Jack?
Number one, the late, great Steve McNair. Took us 13-3. We lost to the Indianapolis Colts. And we only gave up 15 points. Held Peyton Manning down to 140 yards and lost. The only time in my life when Rex Ryan, a man that I trust, that if I was to go, I would let him raise my kids, lied to me. He said, if they don't score a touchdown, they can't win. You liar! Adam Vinatieri, 5 field goals and we lost.
Oof.
And we were the host team, the number one seed, 13-3, Eric McNair.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
That hurts. That
but listen,
really hurts.
So I know something about winning defensively and, you know, in spite of your offense. But it's all good.
That's a lot of pain right there.
He's
well, this
just
is open.
Yeah, that's taking out on
people. This is an open therapy session.
There's an interesting headline that we didn't get to, but it's one of those where it's a headline, but do we react to it? So, there's an attorney that says he filed a suit against Deshaun Watson. It's a Houston attorney. He had an Instagram post that he said he filed a lawsuit against Watson that he didn't specify the allegations, of course, against him. But in his post, he referenced behavior with women. He later told Fox 26 in Houston that Watson went too far with a woman who was giving him a massage. In a statement, Watson said he rejected, quote, a baseless six-figure settlement demand and that this is, quote, about clearing my name and I look forward to doing that. I mean, you know.
I need to hear more details.
Right.
I need to hear more details.
Yeah,
on this.
I mean, you filed a lawsuit, but we're not going to tell you the details of the lawsuit. And for Watson to say, well, he's trying to get a settlement out of me, and that's not going to happen, it's ugly stuff right there. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, when you have
this attorney's
defend yourself.
Been involved in other cases similar to this.
I just never speculate on things unless I know all the details.
Yeah, right.
And I, you know, especially with scenarios
like that.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But it just goes again with the guy's high character in Houston. But now a lot of this stuff starts to happen against him, and you wonder how that becomes with anything used against him. Watson said, as a result of a social media post by a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer, I recently became aware of a lawsuit that has apparently been filed against me. I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything other than the ultimate respect. The plaintiff's lawyer claims that this isn't about money, but before filing the suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected. Unlike him, this isn't about money for me. Mm. It's about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
It's the only thing in life you really own. Your
yes,
name.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Your brand. You protect it at all costs. And we'll learn more going forward. And hopefully, the person that I believe Deshaun Watson to be is the truth.
I'm with you. I've known Deshaun for a long time. But once again, like I don't speculate on these type of things. The timing is interesting to me, but that I still don't speculate on that stuff.
It is, again, with the Texans, that is a situation they've got to figure out with Watson. They claim they are staying with him,
yeah.
And he is the guy. They're not trading him. They did, however,
got insurance.
Sign another quarterback. Is it just in case? Is it just to have a backup? Adam Schefter explains the Texans and Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor is somebody that you want in your locker room. I think Houston looked at him and is paying him good money, and it knows that it needs a good backup. And I don't know if in the back of its mind, it can't be oblivious and ignorant, but it's got to know that there's a chance that Deshaun Watson isn't going to show. I mean, there's that chance. He has vowed not to play for that franchise again. And if he's true to his word, and this goes the way that some people think, he's not going to show up there again. And if he doesn't show up there again, Tyrod Taylor is going to have an unbelievable opportunity to play a lot of football this year for the Houston Texans.
A one-year deal for Tyrod Taylor, worth up to $12.5 million. So it's the only two quarterbacks they have on the roster. And as you heard Shefty say, it's sort of just in case. A guy that we know can start just in case, but obviously as a backup, it doesn't hurt to have. You got to have somebody. At least they've got a plan. The Bears, I'm not sure if they had a plan.
Well, they got two plans. Wrong and wronger. Well,
yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Just so you're gonna say
bringing Tyrod Taylor on, I don't know if that's a plan. I think it's
well, you have to have some insurance.
Andy Dalton, okay. That's insurance. Yeah. Same. But, I mean, it's just like, is that the long-term plan?
Oh, no.
It stops the bleeding. It's an insurance policy. Yeah. But I don't know if that's a plan.
If I'm Nick Caserio, I got to just keep doing things in my roster to just keep proving
he's
that.
He's made some good moves,
making, right, and he has,
Watson.
Actually.
He's made a couple good moves, but it's not one that I believe would make Deshaun Watson say, you know what, these guys are professionals. They're going to get this thing turned around in short order. You know what I mean? So I think I would still be like, let me go.
That's the point, though. It has nothing to do with Nick Caserio.
Right.
It has nothing to do with David Culley. It has everything to do with ownership and how they communicated that. And once that rift is there, that's hard to get back.
Yeah,
that's hard to get back.
Yeah, and it could, again, it might have nothing to do with football and football operations. He might even say it to Caserio and to Culley, like, this has nothing to do with you guys. Like, this is here before you got here, and whatever you do isn't going to change it because it's above both of you. Yeah. We all know what that's referencing.
Whatever he saw, J.J. Watt saw the same thing, and he got out of town real quick.
Several other people have, certainly, as well. Greeny is next. Ray Allen, James Brown, all that. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Can T.J. Shuttleworth give me some gray Jordans? I need some green Jordans, man. Mm.